In this bulletin, Australians mark Anzac Day with services across the nation. Turkish authorities arrest a suspected IS member believed to be planning to attack a memorial service at Gallipoli. And in the AFL, Richmond beats Melbourne as Essendon and Collingwood prepare for their annual Anzac Day game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Large crowds have gathered for services across the country to mark Anzac Day. Today is the 104th anniversary of the Gallipoli landings in Turkey by Australia and New Zealand forces in World War I. The anniversary also serves as a day to remember Australians who fought and died in all wars. A huge crowd built up for the service on the Gold Coast, where the ashes of 33 war veterans were scattered on the waves by surf lifesavers. And speaking at the traditional service at Martin Place in Sydney, Army Major General Greg Bilton is drawing comparisons between those young people who fought in 1915 and those who have come to commemorate them today.
It is both reassuring and significant that here and in thousands of places across this country, groups of Australians have chosen to gather in the dark, noiselessly, just as those young men did. People from all walks of life have risen early to gather with their fellow Australians and to pause in order to pay tribute to the actions and acknowledge the sacrifices of those who have fought for the freedoms we all enjoy.
One of only five living Australians to receive the nation's highest military honour, the Victoria Cross, has addressed the Anzac Day Dawn service at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra. Corporal Mark Donaldson earned the Victoria Cross in 2008 after he rescued a coalition forces interpreter from heavy fire in Afghanistan. Speaking at the service, Corporal Donaldson says Australians should all aim to be worthy of the sacrifices that servicemen and servicewomen have made for them in war.
We all sense fear in our lives, but we must try not to succumb to it. Even the bravest are afraid. We honour their sacrifice by living a good life in support of others, respecting the freedoms given to us, and inspiring others to be and build a better Australia, a stronger Anzac spirit. We should strive to be worthy of these sacrifices made for us.
The Anzac Day Dawn service at Gallipoli is going ahead despite the arrest of a suspected IS member amid fears he was planning to make an attack upon the event. A 25-year-old Syrian man, named as Abdul Karim Hilif, has been detained by authorities near the Gallipoli Peninsula in Turkey. Thousands of Australians and New Zealanders attend the event each year, and the Chief of the Australian Defence Force, Angus Campbell, is due to attend this year. The Director of the Australian War Memorial, Brendan Nelson, has told Sky News people must go about their activities regardless of extremist threats.
Unfortunately, we live in a world where there are people, wherever they live, whatever their background, whatever their beliefs, who are fundamentalists, who are intent on disrupting what we do. The most important thing we can do is go about living our lives.
In the AFL, a crowd of around 90,000 people is expected to attend today's traditional Anzac Day match between Collingwood and Essendon at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Collingwood has won four of the past five Anzac Day matches against Essendon and is today's favourite. Meanwhile, Richmond has kicked 5-1 in the final quarter to ensure victory against Melbourne in their annual Anzac Day Eve match, 85 points to 42. But Richmond coach Damien Hardwick says star forward Jack Riewoldt will not play in the side's next match after coming off the field late in the game with another knee injury.
That's disappointing. He's worked incredibly hard to get back and you know, then to hurt his other knee. So this such injury is really disappointing. So we're hoping for the best, but he'll obviously miss some footy.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 29. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, a late shower or two and 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23 degrees. Sydney, similar in 25. Newcastle, sunny in 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.